Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspaper and websites. Daniel Murray in the Business Post reports that major changes to judicial reviews will seek to end spurious challenges to developments by rebalancing the rights of individuals with the common good. In a new law to be brought to government by the Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan in the coming weeks, the Business Post can reveal that the Civil Reform Bill will contain some of the most significant reforms to civil justice in decades across a range of different areas. Building on planning reforms already introduced in the Planning and Development Act last year, one aspect of the new bill will focus on judicial reviews, which will be completely overhauled to ensure they are speedier, fairer, and can only be used to challenge genuine issues posed by new developments. One of the most significant reforms the legislation will propose is to rebalance what a court must consider in such applications, including a stronger focus on what is in the public interest. Stephen Burke in the Irish Times reports that the Labour Court has told lawyers it is facing a severe impact on its operations after the Department of Public Expenditure blocked the reappointment of a senior official, leaving it running at one-third capacity. Legal professionals working in employment law were told in a statement there would be serious delays to the court's hearing of individual employment rights cases and to the resolution of industrial relations disputes starting this week. The Labour Court received a communication last week indicating that the Department of Expenditure, Infrastructure, Public Service Reform and Digitalisation have blocked the renewal of a serving deputy chair's warrant. The statement said, from this week it means that the Labour Court would be reduced to one division. The FT reports that the private equity backer of David Lloyd has reached an agreement with investors to sell its stake in the upmarket gin chain to itself after previous stalled attempts to offload the group. TDR Capital, which also co-owns the British supermarket Asda, said that it had closed a newly formed so-called continuation vehicle to acquire majority control of the leisure centre business from another TDR fund. The transaction values David Lloyd at around £2 billion, according to a person familiar with the matter, with backers including the investment manager of Chris Hone's Children's Investment Fund Foundation and the European private equities firm CVC.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.